Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hello.
And this is
not Becky Bucks.
Mean Green.
Mean Green.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be today.
Mean Green. I'm trying to look at around what says Mean Green on it.
Nothing. I just saw the greens and I'm like, I'm going to be Mean Green today.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois.
Illinois.
It's a very important podcast where we talk about crafts, Adele, Janet,
Mariah,
periods,
pussy,
farts,
backs. Period, pussy backs.
Period farts.
Ew. Isn't it a bloody queef? I think that's what I'm going to call myself today.
Bloody queef. Look how you BQ for short.
What up, BQ? Ooh, Burger King.
Or Dairy Queen.
I've had their food. I just can't remember what it tastes like.
It's different in different places because they're all separate owners,
right?
It's not like a corporate,
yeah, or not a chain. It's what's that
franchise
called? Franchised.
So like the Dairy Queen that I worked at, like we didn't use the chili that Dairy Queen wanted us to use. We just made our own chili.
Oh,
so
how did you guys have enough? I think isn't that kind of hard to make?
Girl, I'm telling you. Of course, no one can see it on the show, but
right.
The container that we used, we had like a regular stove in the back. So it had like four eyes on it.
Oh, okay.
It covered the whole four eyes. That the pot was like this.
Holy shit.
And it was like probably a foot and a half deep.
So it was like, so it must have been like really good chili.
It was a fucking bomb.
Yeah. So did you guys do like peppers and like onions and all that stuff, like garlic and all that?
It was just ground beef and flavoring because it's for hot dogs. So there was
house.
It wasn't chili. Like Wendy's chili.
Yeah.
It was chili for
which,
hot dogs.
Which, by the way, is so good.
It is so good. And they use the old meat to use that to make
that's
that.
So gross.
Whatever. It's so good. I mean, when I say old meat, I mean meat that's been like, it's past its time. You know, like
still not good.
Not like 4 days old meat.
You're still not feeding
like
your case.
It's cooked. It's ready for 40 minutes, and then you know they have a timer that says in 40 minutes it's bad.
Right.
Which, where I worked at in restaurants, that the timer was always in quotes. because I mean, really, fried chicken good for only 2 hours. No.
That shit is even better the next day.
So I would be changing timers left and right. I'm like, I'm not fucking remaking this food and wasting food. Like, wasting food.
I had Kentucky Fried Chicken last night. It was so good.
Did you have original or extra?
No, we always
did you have original or extra crispy?
Extra crispy, of course.
Yeah, because original is disgusting.
Yeah, it's like, it's not crispy enough. It's like really gross. It's
weird,
it's soggy.
Seasoning. Yeah.
No. It's always.
They do have good coleslaw.
Always, always, always okay.
The coleslaw is good.
I'm not a fan of coleslaw because a lot of the times it's made with the sweet mayo. Like, not Kraft, but what is it?
The dressing.
Like Miracle Whip?
Yeah. I don't like Miracle Whip.
Neither do I. My sister loves that shit. And she would, like, when we were younger.
When I grew up, that's what we thought mayo was.
That's
was
so Miracle Whip. Gross. Blah. Nope. Can't do it.
That's what we would eat on our fried bologna sandwiches. Because we were too poor.
I had bologna the other day. It was so good.
Was it fried?
No, it wasn't.
A fried garlic bologna sandwich.
Oh, sounds so amazing.
Good. Or a grilled cheese with it.
Oh, my God. We used to do that when we were kids, but no, I haven't done that in a long time. But
let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about, like, I mean, we really don't have specific items to talk about other than the telephone call. And I think we have a few tweets.
Do you want to do the phone call now?
Yeah, let's do the phone call now.
To get out of the way.
We haven't heard it yet, actually. So,
so this is both of us hearing it.
It just came out today.
Yes. This is Karen this morning. I feel a little bit. I'm a little woozy because I'm hungry. Okay, here we go. And play.
Hey, guys. One of your favorite callers from New York, Dude Develson, Count Dudula. I wanted to talk about Rihanna. Big fan, but I don't know why her concerts aren't selling. Talk about that. Also, love to talk about Black China and how she's using Rob Kardashian. I've been, like, watching his Instagram, and she's, like, all over that shit. All right, well, love to hear from you guys. Bye.
I didn't realize he was from New York.
Yeah, he lives in New York City, I think. The Count. How did he just say it? Count DeVela.
We need to get, and you need to make that shit real loud because
I can't make any louder. It kills them.
Oh yeah, Janet and Mariah hearing it, whisper toning it. Like he was whisper toning it.
You know, it's because he's.
Hey guys,
sweet juice.
One of your favorite African American dude, Develson, Count Dubula.
So we kind of talked about Count Dubula.
Okay. Wipe yourself. Wipe your bucka.
Count Duvula or KFC? Which one? Which one's better?
Since I haven't had Count Dubula, I'm going to say KFC on this one.
For right now. Oh my God. What if Count Dubula
that's
showed
gross.
Up
Don't even go
with
there.
KFC for you.
Okay, that's okay. Fine. Yeah.
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say, you know how they did the two slaps of chicken with the sandwich? Right. I was like,
what was it called? The double down?
Oh, so,
I kind of want to try it, but I never did because I was kind of embarrassed to order it.
Right, because you'd be like super fat ass.
Right. But I'm already super fat ass.
It's fine.
I'm just fat ass right now. Count Dubula, thank you for calling.
Yes, we haven't for sure. You, thank you.
You've never called in before, although we communicate with you on
Twitters.
On the twits.
On the twatas.
And also, we talk on Facebook Messenger, which probably is going to stop for me on the phone if they start putting fucking ads in the Messenger.
You get ads on the messaging for
Facebook?
No,
I read online that they're going to start including ads in the Messenger.
Oh, that's such fucking bullshit.
Right.
Like, really?
Yeah, it's going to be like, you know, when we log on to Growler, how before we can answer our message, there's like that 10-second ad or whatever that you have to see. It's going to be like that. So before you can answer the person's message, you're going to have to view an ad.
I don't do that because I pay for Growler, so.
Oh, well, I'm not trashy, so.
Fucking
so,
liar.
He wanted to talk about Rihanna. We kind of talked about Rihanna in the previous show, but he just said, I kind of like Rihanna, but he's not sure why. I think it's one reason I think I like her is because she has this curiosity about her. Like, she's kind of like, I don't know how to say
words.
It. Like, well, just like seeing her tattoos, and I mean, you really don't know a lot about her personal life other than what she shows. So it's kind of like, I don't know. She reminds me of like Queen of the Damned, like Aaliyah, kind of like, but not. I see her kind of sexual like that. Like that's how I see her.
I see what you're saying. There is a mystery about her.
And she's pretty.
She's gorgeous. I don't like her hood attitude. Because she didn't grow up hood.
Bitch, better have my money.
It's fine. Like, whatever. But it's just like,
my money.
Bitch, better have my money.
And you got to do the shoulder shrug.
You got to do the shoulder shrug.
I mean, you have to do the shoulder shimmy.
The
shimmy shake.
I just, you know what it is? I like her because she's one of those people that came from really nothing to something. I do like her. I when she first got onto the scene,
like when she was younger.
I did not like her. I thought she was
when she got with Jay-Z is when I started.
I didn't like her trashiness. I thought, you know, like Panda Replay. Mm-hmm. Ugh. I was like, you what think it was is really this trashy? Girl? She just came off trashy to me. I don't necessarily think that she was trashy. It just was just like, oh, this is another dumb. Like I just thought, oh, here we go, manufacturer.
Well,
she came out of the pop R&B hip hop manufacturing.
At that
machine.
Time, I lived in Florida, so a lot of people was probably big over there. She was huge,
yeah,
in Florida.
Yeah, of course.
And so, I mean, it was like
it was just like how I got on the fucking Mr. 305 train and then got off at the next stop.
Oh,
on to the left at Fullerton is where I got off.
But you don't take the train
with that one. This is a horrible joke. But you know, it was kind of like it was one of those things where it was like I kind of want to get off, and I did. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, then she came back with I think it was Good Girl Gone Bad.
Yeah, that was Woo! A good album.
That Umbrella Ella Ella. I mean, what? It was like that album was by far her best album.
Yeah, I think pretty much prior to that, I mean I've heard a few songs.
Yeah,
a few songs of hers. And then that album came out and she got really big.
Oh my God.
And she's had more albums that were really good after that. But yeah. This one, this past one.
Anti? Mm-mm. What are you anti about?
Right.
Like,
it's not weed.
Do you think it's because she's like literally, like when you say weed and Rihanna in the same sentence, I imagine that she's kind of like she's like this little goddess that is floating on a cloud. And she's just like, shit's just coming out of her mouth. Nothing makes sense. But you're hypnotized because she's so pretty and she's so like, there's something that's a thing that
it's
she
like she's
has.
Kind of make herself into the new Bob Marley
or like the new Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah, kind of, no, like, you can't do that.
Like, bitch, like when she walks by you, there's a cloud. Like you see and there's a cloud. There is something very intriguing about her. There's this mystique that she carries, that she's this good girl gone bad, really. I mean, essentially what she her album was. And you see this transformation of this girl who essentially started off when she was really young.
She was kind of goody-goody, like,
yeah,
she did not
almost
have,
yeah,
like,
and they were trying to play her up to be this sexual, like, but she was too young. And now she's this gorgeous girl who's got, you know, this who's sort of this badass with all these tattoos and all that stuff. But it's the same thing that's happening with Kanye in the sense of like,
I don't think she's crazy.
No. I'm not in that manner, but I'm saying like Britney Spears, sort of like Lindsay Lohan, like Amanda Bynes. It's like Mariah Carey. This persona that they have built, mm-hmm, is becoming now the focal point as opposed to their ability and what they're good at. So like Rihanna, I don't think she's a great singer. She's got a voice and she can sing when she's not moving around on stage.
She makes really good videos too.
She's innovative in that way, and I think that she knows what something is good and is, but you know, it's one of those where it's like the goose isn't always good for the gander. You know what I mean? Like her persona is starting to become what is leading her and not her leading her persona, if that makes sense.
I
just got real philosophical.
Are you like high?
So high. Zanny popped into my mouth.
Like one thing that I loved about her and that I see like the sexual side of her that I fucking loved is that video she did with Shakira. I love that video.
Which one? I think I know which one you're talking about. See, I'm confusing her with Britney, with
not
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Well, that's a good video, too.
Yeah, of course.
But the one with Shakira, I forgot how sexy she is.
I mean, they did something together.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite songs, I think, is Russian Roulette. I really love that song.
Mm-hmm.
And Stay, which is one of her more recent ones.
I like California King.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
One of the main reasons why I like Russian Roulette is because George Michael covered it on one of his tours, and he sounded so fucking good. Like, his rendition of it was, I almost want to say, even better than Rihanna. Just because, you know, George Michael has that voice that you want to hear him sing something that is poppy and really slow and drawn out. And that song is kind of like slow and drawn out. So
sorry, little Shakira started playing for a second.
Shakira, Shakira.
I'm trying to see the name of the song. All I can think about is just the video.
I don't think I'll have
can't
to see
remember.
Can't remember. Hold on. Can you play a little bit of it?
This is the video because I purchased it. Do you want to see it?
I don't think I remember that video. She's such a better Spanish singer than she is an English singer.
So I don't think they can hear this. So we can talk a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen this video.
What?
Oh, I know this song. Yes, 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 yes.
And Rihanna's parts. Fucking love it.
She's so gorgeous. And Rihanna
did an interview about this video, and she said that she could not believe how hard she had to work to dance to like even keep up with Shakira. And I think Beyonce said the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Is that Rihanna? Yeah, that is.
She has like a dark side to her that's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, look at how gorgeous she is. Look. Oh!
I mean, God, she's very sexy. She's
so beautiful.
Look, I mean, like how she while she's walking.
Yeah.
Look, I'm getting chill bumps.
She's gorgeous.
Right?
Gorgeous. And then she's smoking a stogie.
Yeah. Both of them.
But there's something so fucking sexy about that, you know?
I mean, Shakira's pretty, and she has a really nice body. And
she can dance. And she can dance. Well, she moves with this...
She's very sexy.
She's got this very, like, Indian belly dancing kind of thing. Very, what is that, like, considered burlesque?
I don't know if it's burlesque, but she's very Latina. I mean, that's, like, sexy dancing
that you're
used to seeing.
She looks gorgeous right there.
So, if you guys get a chance, you should watch this video.
Yeah, it's
we're
going
to watch a little more of it because I want Roger to see Rihanna. But they're kind of like pinup dollish right now.
Yeah.
Kind of. And people were really upset because they were implying, they said this video was implying lesbianism.
Of course. What is it, the right wing?
And I didn't know this, but Tony said Shakira is actually a rock star. Like,
her
whole thing wasn't originally to be a R&B person or what pop. Would you consider her? I guess Latina pop.
She's Latin pop, yeah.
But she was considered an actual rock star.
Oh yeah, when she her first two or three albums in Spanish were amazing, like so much better than any of her English shit. Oh, she's so gorgeous. It's that island thing.
That's a really good...
It's an island thing that she's that gorgeous. Like, her islandness, if you will, comes out when she does a music video like that. She's really gorgeous. I don't know. It's just really sad. This last album was just garbage.
I think it's like her trash album, I think.
It's one of her, like, one or two songs, like, the slow songs towards the end, they're decent enough, but anything prior to that...
Is she still on Jay-Z's label? Was she ever...
I don't know.
Her, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's, like, her Kesha album where she just needs to get rid of...
Like, she just needs to make shit to get out of her contract.
Right. So,
maybe
we kind of love Rihanna, too.
We do. I mean, I'll tell you... Good Girl Gone Bad for me is probably one of my favorite albums of hers.
That video, I love it.
And, you know, the other album too that she did that I thought was really good was the one that came after, which I think
Loud
was really, really good. Mm-hmm. And even Rated R had a couple of really good ones, but it's like, don't break the machine if it's not broken.
Hello?
It's like, why? It's the same thing with Beyonce. Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Oh my god. Fucking Maya Rudolph. God bless her. Speaking of Maya Rudolph, I went down a rabbit hole the other day.
I was watching her on...
No, not her, but I was watching her mom. I mean, can you just say Mimi Ripperton, like, effortless in singing. And she would hit those fucking high notes. And she'd just be sitting there and be like, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so mesmerized.
Talk That Talk was a good album, too.
Yeah. Most of her albums were really good. I didn't like, what was the one, I think...
Unapologetic?
Yeah, that was...
That was good, but she did have that song Stay, which is really...
Yeah, it's popular. It was
really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
There was a song that she did on one of her first two albums that I did not like, which was the one about her being shot or something.
Oh, she killed someone.
Yeah, yeah. In the video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Or, like, I didn't like really like that song. I'm like, ew. Why is she talking about killing? Oh, my God. Did you see the... J-Lo and Jimmy Fallon? Ew.
Ew. Ow.
Did you see that? Oh, my God. She's like, I'm a little embarrassed to dance. No. She's like... Oh. And then she stands up and she's like... And he's like, ew. That's horrible.
Man Down is the name of that song.
Yeah. Ugh. I was like, I don't like that. I hate it. I did not like that song.
And then he said, he was talking about Black China. I don't know. Is she a porn star?
No, she's kind of like a video hoe. And she's got like, vixen. Yeah, like a video vixen, video hoe, whatever you want to call it. You know, white people say vixen. Brown people say hoe. Same difference.
And white people say slut.
And we say hoe bag, puta. I just got a meme that's from one of the Latin girls on Orange is the New Black, and she's like mouthing the word puta, and uh-huh. It's so funny. She's like,
is it the one with the teardrop in her?
I think
yeah.
So, yeah. I'm like, can't wait to use it. What were we talking about?
Black China.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not really versed on Black China. I know White China. I mean, a lot of people have it in their house.
People aren't happy that I know that. Well, Rob Kardashian's seeing her.
He's supposedly engaged to her.
Really?
Yes, apparently. He put a ring on it.
You know, Mama Kardashian is dying right now.
Right.
And she's just trying to say, could you be in a porn to help the Kardashian? Because all she sees is dollar signs.
Well, you know that for a while. She was kind of pissed because Rob would not do any of the shows, especially because he's gained all this weight and, you know, he's
down a little bit, right? Or is he still chunky?
No, he's still pretty big. And he's now, diabetic. So like that, he ended up going to the hospital because, that's how he found out he had diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But he has been seen in the public these last couple like weeks because now all of a sudden he's dating
out there
Black China,
who dated a rapper. Or
yes, he has a son. She has a son by
Tyga.
Tyga. No, is it Tyga?
I don't know. That's
because I know Tyga is dating
Pharrell somebody. I don't know.
Tyga is dating his sister, Kendall.
No, this is how much I don't watch anything. I only read news articles. So that
wait. I'm looking.
I know
it up.
She has a son of a rapper who I
and went it's after Black
her and went after
and
her.
It's her name is Black
China.
Yes, but no, there's no K, so it's Black.
Oh, BLAC.
Yeah,
Block.
Block. Yeah. Ew, that's so gross. Anyway,
so Tyga is dating.
Yes, Tyga is her ex, and he is the one that's dating
the younger Kardashian.
Yes, the younger Kardashian,
keeping it all in the family.
Gross. She's a business owner. She has like a couple salons in LA. Of course, she does. Right. And yeah, so like it's really weird how all of a sudden this is kind of blossoming. What?
Ew. No one wants to fuck a real person.
Right. Oh god, that was funny. Anyway, so and wait. And her real name, you want to know her real name? Oh my god, you're gonna be Black like China's? What? Yeah.
What?
Her real name is Angela Renee White. Mic drop. I mean, the look on my face is like, what? Really?
That's like the complete opposite
of Black China.
Right.
I mean, that's like when Angela Johnson talks about how she's Mexican and then they're introducing her. What is he saying? Señoras y señores, welcome Angela Johnson.
I still haven't seen that special. I need to watch it. Oh my god! Because I think Tony would probably like it.
Fucking funny! It's so hilarious. But that's gross.
That's weird.
But no one, no wonder
Mama K is pissy.
Oh my god! And her child's name is called King Cairo Stevenson.
No, no. That what's his real name? Look it up.
No, that that is his real name.
You just did that to her. That's his real name.
That is his real name. It's so gross, and he's 3 years old.
Oh. Well,
I just think it's really weird that she's dating Tyga, who's dating, oh no, Kylie Jenner, not Kendall. Kendall's the smallest. Kylie's the one that has the lip injections and all that funky face looking.
I can't even.
His name is Michael Ray Stevenson. That's why. Okay. Yeah, that's just really.
Tyga's name is Michael Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, his full name is Michael Ray Nguyen Stevenson.
Stop.
Because I think I'm assuming his parent is Asian of some sort.
Tyga.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. Oh yeah, that's his mom. She's Asian. I think she's probably like either Vietnamese or from Thailand.
I don't think I've ever seen him before.
No, well, he's kind of gross.
He's
looking.
A rapper, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. She'd be liking that, you know, dark meat.
Crispy.
Ew. Anyway, so apparently she's dating him. They're dating. They're engaged. I don't know why Rob Kardashian would be dating her. Like, I don't. But it's really odd how
probably
it's like a triangle
Mama Kardashian
of like,
put it together.
Can
I don't put it past her.
I'm a little like they. It's almost becoming like a fetish for all of them to date brown people. They fetishize like brown people, which I don't think that's not a bad thing. I mean, everybody's got to get loved, but I just it's interesting to me that that's literally all they date, with the exception of Courtney. Because she
got like the craziest white guy, right? Which one dated the like crazy white guy?
Courtney.
Oh, okay.
She's dating, she was dating Steve Disick.
She's not dating the basketball star that tried to kill himself.
Lamar Odom? No, that's Chloe.
Oh, see?
Dinosaur. that's what what's her face calls him. Redhead, what's her name? Comedian, redhead.
Kathy Griffin.
Yes.
She calls him dinosaur because he's so tall.
Because she's so tall. Because she's like tall and bigger. Like she's like,
oh, she calls Chloe.
She called Chloe dinosaur. Yeah.
And she's the one that's supposedly not as OJ Simpson's daughter, right? That's what they were saying.
Like that she was not right. That she was related somehow to one of the other lawyers in there.
Yeah.
It was just not true. But because when you see her as a kid, she doesn't look like any of the Kardashians. Like, she was light-haired and, well, none of them look like they used to when they were kids. But let's be clear. Kim Kardashian, on the other hand, she is by far the grossest human being on earth. I will never
know. Well, her mom is worse, but it's her mom.
Did you see Kim, that?
All the other ones. Well, no, wait.
I don't like Kendall either.
It's Mama K, Kim, Kanye, then all the rest of them.
I love Chloe. I think she's the bomb.com.
She's the funny one, right?
She's like the one that has a real... Her and Courtney, I feel, are the most... They're the closest to reality on that show than any of the other ones. Oh. With the exception of Rob Kardashian, because...
That reminds me.
Okay.
Let me get my planner out.
Because you're that gay.
I wrote something... Apparently, back in October on Facebook Messenger, we had a listener from California ask us what we thought about classic reality TV, like The Real World, American Idol ending. What do we think about reality TV? And that was in October. And then he messaged us and said, oh, I just want to, you know, you guys are still keeping it funny while I'm driving to work. And then I'm so I looked at the old message.
Is that the guy from New York?
No. He's in California. He's in California. And
Is he cute?
Yes.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I read the messages. It starts with an M. Okay.
Yeah.
So I went back and I was like... So
was he single?
I don't know.
Did he like bears?
I don't know.
Damn it. What do you know?
I didn't ask all that. So,
hello, but single.
If he's obviously going to be listening, so he needs to contact us.
Right.
Do you like bears? Are you single? What else?
Can I move to California with you? Okay.
No one says that. But
no, people actually do say stuff like that.
I was looking and I was like, did we actually ever answer your question in October? I can't remember. And he's like, no, you never did. I was like, oh, we'll make sure to talk about it. So let's talk about
keeping tabs since 1995.
Right. So let's talk about reality TV. And I don't watch a lot of TV right now, so I can't really speak to, like, the Kardashians or, you know, any of the, like, game show reality TV.
Or the Housewives.
The Housewives. Right. I've only seen a few of them. And the only reason I've seen those is because when I lived with Lauren, I would catch her in the living room. She's like, I fucking hate reality TV. I get in the living room, and she'd be watching it, and I would be standing in there like...
You get sucked in.
And then I'm sitting on the couch.
Then you're sucked in.
And then
in.
12 hours later, we're like, oh, do you want to get something to eat?
And then you're like, I fucking can't stand that Nina. Right. Because she's fucking, did you see what she did to Phaedra? And then you're like, Lisa Vanderpump and Kylie. And you're like, all sucked the fuck in.
Yeah. So
it is. That, reality TV to me is our modern day version of soap operas.
Right.
Like it is. I think that part of it is reality. And then part of it is, I wouldn't say scripted, but it is reenacted sometimes with a little dramatic flair than what actually really happened. Because, like, I remember when, like, The Hills was going on. And
now, that was a complete fake show. That was a scripted show,
right? No, it started
show,
off
right?
as real. And then, see, this is... Okay, so I think a lot of people don't realize that reality shows are yes... A lot of them are based on reality. However, if one of the things that I always keep in mind when I watch these shows is that, for example, let's say Ricky and I are being filmed for a reality show, which I would dream. So producers, if you're out there, call me. We can make it happen. Let's say we're being we go out to dinner on a day that there's no filming. Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, let's say another friend of ours comes into the restaurant and there's drama that happens, right? Then we go back and we tell them, like, they ask us, like, the producers ask us, like, so what did you guys do on the weekend? What happened? We're back. Sorry, technical glitch, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah. Is it still recording?
It's still going.
Okay, good. So anyway, so then they, you know, the producers will ask you what happened, blah, blah, blah. And if it's something that they missed that's dramatic, they want you to reenact it. So they tell you to go back at the same time. They'll tell, you know, like everything is put back in place. But now it's going to be more dramatic.
And it's less real.
And it's less real. So it could have started with something that happened for real. But then with some of them, it gets reenacted. So it's not really real. And that was really big with the Hills. So after a while, so like... Because I remember hearing they did an interview with what's his name, you know, the guy and the girl that were really famous.
The crazies.
Of. Yeah.
The ones that went crazy.
Yeah. Stephanie Pratt and whatever.
I know who you're talking about. They're like gun-toting Pratts, Republicans or whatever.
Anyway, so that's what they were talking about. So he's like, so after a while, it became less and less of a reality and more of a scripted show because you were having to come back and reenact scenes that the producers didn't get to film. So now this is the reason why like shows like The Real Housewives, all the franchises from The Real Housewives, now they just get filmed 24 hours. So, and they say, there's going to be a party. You need to invite all of them. Like, even if you don't want to, you have to invite all of them. Why? Because producers know that there's going to be drama that needs to be filmed. So now they film for over the summer, and they film for months and months and months, like probably like 2 months, I think is what they film. And they film 24 hours. So now it's like a reality show where they're always being filmed, and then they slice it and cut it, and people get put into like, maybe your storyline isn't going anywhere in terms of like dramatic or it's boring or whatever. They splice it up so that it looks like you're starting drama, blah, 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 blah. So to some of it, it is I think most of it starts from a realistic place and then ends up on the cutting room floor. And it's like, now it's something bigger than it really was. So that's why I think it's more of like our modern day soap opera.
This is how I pretty much only know of reality TV of a few things in my life. Between the ages of like 15 and like 23, it was all about The Real World. Like all that Road Rules and all that stuff.
Which that in and of itself was not real. I mean, most of it was real.
The first couple seasons, I think, were
That was all
like,
real.
Especially New York. Like, that was like the first kind of reality show.
The first 6 to 8 seasons of that show were pretty real. I mean, like San Francisco, that shit. Well, I mean, Pedro crying, bawling my eyes out.
Well, the ones that I remember and the ones that I watched, and I kind of think they're all real. I mean, is New York, San Francisco, Miami, Chicago, New Orleans, England. And I think the last one I may have watched was maybe Seattle. That might have been the smack. Yeah.
Yeah. The smack heard around the world.
And then it got replaced by the one on the bus or on the train by the guy that just smacked the shit out of that girl.
Oh. After Woo, girl.
So I have that reality TV exposure, which I loved. And then by the time I got to about 22 or 23, I was kind of at that cutoff age of that group of people.
Yeah.
So I kind of lost touch with that. And then stuff like Big Brother. I love Big Brother, but I cannot watch it because I get so angry. It like ruins my whole summer. One summer, I could not do it. Like, I was so pissed. And I was like punching the wall and shit. Like, pissed.
Oh.
And yeah. So I was like, you know what? No, I'm not doing this anymore.
Why were you so angry?
Because like it was the first couple. That was sexy.
Sorry.
It was the first couple seasons of it here in the United States. You know, they've always had it over like in England or the UK or whatever. But it was the first time it was here, and it was like the second and third season. I watched the first, second, and third season. The second season, I got really angry. In the third season, it made me really angry. And then after that, I was like, I'm not fucking watching this anymore.
A lot of people would love Big Brother.
I guess because kind of Big Brother, I mean, even though they're filming them 24/7. I mean, they have no freedom. They take showers and they show them jerking off in the shower. Not on TV. But, I mean, they're being filmed constantly.
Right, because then they have, a live feed of the...
Yeah, everything is always live. So I kind of feel what happens on that show is kind of real life. And then you have these people that, like, fucking... for money. I mean, we would all do it, but...
Oh, like they're manipulative.
Yeah.
Manipulate a situation.
And like a person that you're like, you can obviously see cares for another person. And then they like fucking lie to their face kind of thing. I don't like it. And I used to get mad. I used to call my friend Allison. I'm like, girl, oh my God, I am so fucking pissed right now. And she was like, I know. And then we would get to work and all we would talk about is Big Brother. So we kind of want to be on Big Brother together. my friend Allison and I.
You guys would go at a throat. I think situations like that, I think it's a very, I feel like that's a situation where no one ends up being friends with anyone.
I also think it's the ultimate like social experiment to see what people would do for money or to hurt another person.
Well, cause then because then there's like Survivor there's like, what's the other one where they do challenges or.
Oh, The Amazing Race.
I love that show. Right now?
Who? That Tyler Oakley boy.
Ugh. Really?
Yeah, he's on there with his friend.
Oh, God. I can't stand that kid.
And I don't know. Like, I can't really speak for the big... or what is it called? The Amazing Race.
Oh, I love his show.
Big Fatty calls it the Big Run.
Right. Well, because you're really running.
But I've only seen that a couple times, so I don't know too much about it other than... depending on the order that you arrive at certain locations, depends on if you go to the next level or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, because it is a race, you're like, whoever gets there first wins, is in the lead at that time.
Right.
And so, like, obviously, the first three probably gain the biggest advantages because you either get to start early or you get, a prize that could, even further your distance. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like that show. I never got into Big Brother. I did see the one where Michelle Visage was on, which was recently. I think last year.
But that's only in the UK.
That was the UK version.
They had a celebrity Big Brother here.
Yeah. It would go crazy.
Who?
I think we've done this before.
But we'll do it again because maybe it's changed. Let's do 10 people in the Big Brother house that are famous.
Celebrities?
Celebrities, either D-list celebrities. Or A-list celebrities.
Or F-list.
So this is going to be hard because we're at 42 minutes. So we're going to have to make this real quick. Do we want to do 5 hot messes and 5 people that we think would be cool?
Are we building our own or are we building one together?
No, let's do it together.
Okay. 5 and 5.
Okay.
So definitely Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan, and Britney Spears need to be all up in that.
Okay.
3 messes. Who are the other two that you'd like to add?
I think I would put Kanye in.
I think he would end up getting kicked off.
Immediately. That would probably bring him down a couple notches.
Wait. It'd be like the announcer would be announcing the 10 contestants. And then, by the time he's done, Kanye's already kicked out.
Right. I think Caitlyn Kardashian should be in there.
As the 5 messes? A part of the 5 messes?
Just in general. Like, oh, are we only doing 5 messes right now?
5 messes and 5, oh, okay. 5 like semi-normal.
So
people.
Who we have? We have Lindsay Lohan.
The 3 crazies.
Britney Spears.
The 3 stooges of entertainment.
Right.
Britney Spears, Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan.
Kanye. And then
who's semi-crazy but not all the way crazy?
Oh, what's his face from Baywatch? The one that ate the hamburger off the floor.
Hasselhoff?
Yeah, Hasselhoff. Let's put him in there.
Okay.
He's a hot mess.
But he's semi-normal.
He's only normal in Germany.
Yes, they have erected statues of him. That's gross.
And then we have 5...
like semi-normal,
Well, they don't have to be normal, but 5...
not
other
messy,
people you right? would like to see.
5 not messy.
So people. I would love to see... Mariah Carey.
Oh, for sure. God, I'd love to see her.
I think I would like to see someone like weird.
RuPaul?
Like, RuPaul would be a good one.
Oh my God. I actually think he would win. Who's another kooky bastard?
Like a, we need a like a cool guy.
We need a cool, yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Oh my God, he's short.
Let's do one person that's dead that we wish was still alive, Whitney Houston.
Oh, I was going to say Amy Winehouse.
She's kind of over here in the hot mess situation.
I know, but still she's
Let's replace one of these people with a ghost.
Wait, who was the 5th one that we put?
But Kanye?
Hasselhoff.
Okay. Let's replace Hasselhoff.
Amy Winehouse for sure.
Right. And then we have one more.
The 5 starlets of Messi. Kanye West. Amy Winehouse, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, and Amanda Bynes.
All together in one house.
Oh my God. And then I'd pay you money to see that. Like, I'd be like, here, I'm going to pay you to see that.
Best idea ever.
Okay.
So, and then we have one more top star.
So who do we have? We have Whitney Houston, Bruno Mars.
Mariah Carey.
Who was the other one?
Maybe we have two left.
We have two left, I think. Yeah.
I would love to put
RuPaul. So RuPaul, we have one person.
And President Obama. Or Michelle Obama. Which one?
I think I'd rather see Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Because I think she will cut. I think she will cut a bitch real quick.
I don't think we have enough guys in the house.
I know we have a lot of pussy in there. Let's replace Michelle Obama. No, let's replace Whitney Houston with a man. Because she's kind of a mess. No, that's another mess. let's see. Who can we do? Oh, I got it. Tom Cruise.
No, he's hot mess.
Yeah, he's kind of a mess. Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds?
Wait.
Wait, did you see Tom Cruise's new face? Her face looks amazing. By the way,
just letting you know.
Puffalino Joler.
Oh, did you see Deadpool yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, it's so fucking good. Well,
had I been invited, I would have gotten to see it.
It was a date. So.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Still could have been invited.
Date. And by date, I mean with my husband.
Right.
I don't mean another person.
Like another person. For all you talkers out there.
Girl, you're going to be in that hot mess group.
Right, exactly. For all you talkers up
there.
Oh,
no. We
need 12. Person. Isn't it 12?
Yeah, 12. We need some ghetto people. Not Nene Leakes.
No. Because she's too obvious.
Kaya. My neck.
Oh, my God. Because she would talk about Janet Jackson the entire time. No. Can't deal with her. Can't deal.
So she's added.
Right.
And then Janet Jackson.
Right. Oh, my God.
They're in there together.
Oh, my God.
Well, God. What if they become best friends and they're, like, doing videos all day long together?
Janet would never do this, but, yeah, that would...
Well, Mariah, let's get real. Mariah Carey would never be on a reality TV show.
God, no. But I would love to see her be filmed. Oh, my God. Because she would be, like, the one... She'd be, like, when in the comment... Like, I would be, like, in the comment section of the meme of Michael Jackson eating popcorn. That would, that would literally be me. I'd be, like... Oh my gosh, she's so fucking good, isn't she? Like, just staring. Like, why is it? Here's a question for all our listeners, because I really would love for you guys to try to, like, give us your feedback on this, because I think it's a fascinating question. Is what is our obsession? Why do we have an obsession with viewing entertainers like animals at a zoo? Like, why? Like, what is so fascinating?
And why do we think it's okay, but if we put an elephant out there
in a circus,
no! Which I personally believe should not happen,
right? but it's like, what is our fascination with that, right? Like, do you think it's just an American thing? I think we may have discussed.
I don't think
this
it's an American
bit,
thing, because I mean, you obviously have
well,
the big
like Japan.
Brother,
I mean, Japan is crazy, like,
but you also have Celebrity Big Brother over.
No,
in
no,
UK.
I mean,
obviously there's some kind of interest.
But we talked about why that happens.
They need to have one of the the royalty people on that show.
Oh my God! If they could film the royal, like the
sexy redheaded brother.
Oh my God! He's so hot.
I don't say this very often, and you might want to keep this recording because it's probably the only second time I've ever said this. That is one sexy fucking redhead.
Oh yeah,
and I would bump uglies with that so hard.
Honey, anyone would. I just like, I mean, what do you, real quickly, because I know we're probably close to an hour, but yeah, what is your, you guys are 2 hours.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
We're going back to the OG times.
What? You guys know the 10-year anniversary is coming up.
Right.
April 29th.
So we're just trying to keep it OG.
This is kind of like a reality show because everything's recorded, like, you know, I mean, it's live.
But nothing is ever replayed.
No. And no one actually listens.
Because we can't really even tell a story that we remember, much less a story that happened.
Kathy Bacon goes, I love that Roger starts the show with a new name every time. and can never remember it at the end, but Ricky does.
I can't remember the one I did right now. I mean,
you were Mean Green.
Oh yeah, sorry. See, I can't remember. Because it escapes me, Bacon. It escapes me. Unless it's really meaningful of some sort. That question perplexed me, because it's like it's the same fascination of watching starlets and pop singers go from up really quickly and then bringing them down.
But you know, even though I talk about it, I don't know a lot about it other than if I read news articles. I don't watch TV, so
right.
I don't watch like that
But you read
what is that show, TMZ?
Yeah. But you They're read, trash. I mean, don't you read some of the stuff that comes out like on Facebook? I mean, I'm sure you probably.
Not on Facebook. This is how off this. Curtis from Game Night Guys made fun of me because I responded to someone's Facebook post. Mm-hmm. But because I don't use Facebook that often, you know, there were more comments, but only, I don't know if the last four comments show up. I don't know what the situation is, but I typed my response. He goes, did you not even read the previous comments? I'm like, please.
Oh, maybe. I think I saw that.
And then it's on Taylor's post about Doctor Who. And then I'm just like,
yeah, everyone was so like, he was so like, I love it because he was trying to correct everybody because like people were abbreviating doctor, but it's really actually doctor spelled out.
That's what I put. But obviously 40 other people had said that, but I didn't open it.
Doctor, not doctor.
I was like, I don't open up conversations. That's how often I use Facebook. I don't really.
You're one of those tards.
That much.
Yeah. Well.
But you know, it made conversation and it made the thread about 10 replies.
10 longer. Reply deep.
Yeah.
Ooh, 10 deep.
Cheer that, Curtis. He wants you 10 deep.
Balls deep, girl. Balls deep.
Knee deep.
Ooh.
Knee deep in dick.
Wait. Ooh, no. You're going in very strange directions. Yeah, that question is very. It's just I always
wait. Knee deep and dick would make sense if you're going from your thigh to your knee because that's a big old dick.
Yeah.
So you could say that.
Yeah.
It's not the same as knee deep in vagina.
Gross.
You can't do that.
Although I will watch a straight porn if the guy's really hot and got a big dick. And there's something fascinating about seeing a girl go,
can keep her high heels on. I mean, please.
While she's being fucked silly, like her head's moving like a fucking rag doll.
Like, how is that even possible? But at night, my CPAP machine, like, I fucking get pissed and like rip that shit off. Like, get off my fucking face, whore.
And so then, are you trying to say
and
that
then
you
can I wake get, up and I'm
so
like,
so that you're like a video girl?
And then I wake up. And then the mask is on my face and it's just Tony trying to give me a hug.
Oh. What? That went in a very strange direction.
Yeah, I'm a video vixen.
Yes. With your CPAP machine.
I'm white Chinette.
From Target. No, Walmart.
Dollar store. Get it right.
Big Lots. I think that's worse than Dollar Store. I would rather walk up in a Dollar Store than Big Lots.
I think all that's made in China, and I think all of it has lead, and it'll kill you. Probably. I'll still buy something from the Dollar Tree, especially a birthday balloon for somebody.
Anyways, we need to go because I'm extremely hungry. I'm starting to get hangry.
And it's almost an hour.
I know.
Girls.
Girls and girls and girls
you
and girls.
You have had so many long shows the past couple days.
Yeah.
You had a video this week. Make sure you go view it. Somebody responded on it, said they don't understand why there's not more views on the videos because it helps between the shows being released. Oh. Something to watch.
Yes.
I think we might record one today.
Probably.
So get into it.
Get
go
into
over
it.
To our YouTube page and watch those.
Oh my God. We need to go because I'm like really hungry. Oh my, are you, like shaky.
Where's my desk? Because you ate it. Oh. All right, let's go.
Okay.
This is Ricky.
And this is Ming Green.
My mouse stopped working.
All right. Bye. Well, that's cute.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at foulmonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.